Dad, are any of these movies good?
Worst episode ever.
I see a lot of films. I love all of them.
Your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
Hated it.
Movie montage, and that means it's Friday when we talk about movies here on The Takeaway. We've got our movie team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, our movie date team in studio as usual for a Friday. We got a whole bunch of movies on the dock this week. Zac Efron in A Romance Called The Lucky One. We've got Darling Companion, Think Like a Man, a new comedy that's coming out and is supposed to be a surprise hit this weekend. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hi, guys.
Hey, it feels like
afternoon. It feels like afternoon because
Zach. I just called you Zach.
Yeah, well, that's you deserve to because it's not the afternoon. But I've been awake for so long, it feels like it. Before we get started, movie trivia. Here's one for you to think about. We'll get back to this at the end. And this is one I just thought up myself. What two famous movie characters call Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, their hometown? Two very famous fictional movie characters hail from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Don't answer yet. Keep it in mind because we're coming back to it. Listeners, you can think about that one as well. All right, guys, let's start off with a new Zac Efron vehicle. This one is called – give me the name of this one. This is Darling Companion. Is that right?
This is the lucky one.
Oh, this is the lucky one. Sorry. This is the lucky one. Zac Efron, a soldier at war, comes home to fight the battles of love. Am I right?
That's right. That's right.
That's exactly he is.
His life has been saved by a photo he's found in Iraq. He finds a photo, walks over to pick it up, and the place where he was sitting explodes. And so now he thinks that this photo of a pretty girl is his guardian angel. He returns home and tries to find her and does. And, of course, I think you can guess what happens.
Kristen Meinzer, is his quest to find the girl, and if we're going to guess what happens, I suppose they have a love quest of their own. Does it work?
You know, it's kind of as if the Disney Channel and the Lifetime Channel got together to make a movie for the Playboy Channel. It's very...
Sounds charming.
There's a single mom. There's an ex-husband who's a stalker. There's very PG-13 love scenes. There's a precocious little son. And... you know what? It sounds like I'm advocating for this film, but I'm not actually.
You're really not?
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
So do we limit this then to Zac Efron Dreamboat Factor? Is that the demographic we're shooting for here for sort of must-see?
I don't even know if you want to see it if you like Zac Efron. You might like Zac Efron a little less.
You'll see a lot more of Zac Efron than you have before, that's for sure. they're really pushing that PG-13 rating in this
right.
movie.
All right, people in the PG-13 demographic and Zac Efron fans, give it a consideration, but Kristen Meinzer says maybe stay away from that one as well. All right, let's go a little bit. This next movie is decidedly older than PG-13 Zac Efron fans, I think. Darling Companion. Now, this is from the same directors that brought us Big Chill and Grand Canyon, so a pretty good track record there. We've got Kevin Kline and Diane Keaton. We have a clip. Let's listen.
This is a difficult time for you, for both of us. And especially for a woman, there are physical changes that affect everything.
Oh, tell me about being a woman.
I think that the anger you're feeling is not actually about me. It's hormonal.
No, it's not menopause. It actually is about you.
A story of older couples in love or struggling with marriage kind of strikes you like a Woody Allen sort of vehicle, but this centers around a lost dog.
That's right.
Which is an interesting twist.
That's right. Well, I'm not sure how interesting a twist it is, but
oh,
she
good,
is,
yeah.
But
I'm wondering about that.
She has found a dog. She's found the dog.
That'll save it.
Yeah, right. Well, the problem with the film is that they spend the entire film looking for the dog, and sort of every day they wake up and go looking for the dog. And that's really about all that happens in the film. I kept expecting some character development, some meat on the bone there in terms of her relationship with Kevin Kline. But nothing ever really happens.
Yeah, all you're thinking is, please, dog, run. Run as fast as you can and get away from these people. These boring, tiresome, middle-aged, angry people. Right. Just get away from them.
While Diane Keaton is searching for the dog, she doesn't find herself?
I'm not really so sure she does. I mean, she has some mild arguments with Kevin Kline, and then they kind of kiss and make up, and that's about all that happens.
Well,
but the name of this movie is not Looking for the Dog.
No, that's correct.
Looking for the box office. All right, well, we've got another one on the list here, which is, you just told me, is supposed to be the surprise hit of the week. This is Think Like a Man, starring Chris Brown, who I find hilarious, by the way. I watched the trailer for this, and I kind of laughed all the way through. And let's listen to the clip of Think Like a Man. We're going to come back and see if you guys think this is as much of a hit as everybody else seems to.
Hey, Mike. How old is your mom?
What?
No, not like that. No, it is. It is like that.
So first of all, put my plate down and stop hitting on my mom, man.
Don't get mad at me. I don't even want to be here. Y'all the ones that want to be here. I want to go to the strip club.
Now, for my money, I don't really even have to be interested in the story or the rest of the characters. Chris Brown just makes me laugh when he opens his mouth.
That's not Chris Brown, though. I think Chris Brown has a very small cameo in the film, although he is very funny.
Yeah.
But that is the, I'm going to forget his name. Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He's very funny in this film. I think, if you go into this film, I think expecting sort of a, because it has a largely black cast. And I think a lot of people might sort of equate this with the Tyler Perry genre. I actually found this film really funny and really entertaining. It focuses a lot on the guys, you know, basically fighting a battle of the sexes, using that Steve Harvey self-help book, Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. The women get a hold of the book, which reveals the men's trade secrets. Then the men get a hold of the book and try to outthink the women. It's a pretty clever use of that book. And if you're going in thinking it's a chick flick, it actually focuses quite a bit on the men, which I think is smart, because then you're a guy, you can go see a chick flick and not even know that you've seen one.
Is it more than just a date movie, though? Would I go with a buddy?
I don't know if you'd go with a buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'd push it that far.
Okay. It depends on what kind of buddy.
Yeah, sure. Right.
You'd have to get some friends to do that then, Todd.
Ouch.
Thanks, John.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
All right. So that sounds like a thumbs up for Rafer on Think Like a Man. I want to turn back to trivia because this is a good one now. Let's see if you guys can get this one. John, you can get in here as well if you want to. Here was the question. Name two famous fictional movie characters who hail from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. I'll give you a second.
Chippewa Falls,
Wisconsin. John. All right. Now you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Diane Keaton, we talked about just earlier in the segment, is one. Annie Hall from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Did not know that.
Keaton. I remember that, Todd.
Who's the other one?
This is a really hard question.
It's very hard.
I don't even.
You're
going to
kick yourself, John Hockenberry?
Blanking.
Jack Dawson, Titanic.
Right.
Of the Chippewa Falls Dawsons.
I just rewatched this. I just saw it.
All right, so that was a great movie question that I thought. I stumped all three. That's our movie
such
team.
Such a great family the Dawsons are. I love them.
Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, our movie date team, and John Hockenberry and KUOW. Those are the movies for this weekend. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.